Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
When I was working in Sydney, I wanted to move to a certain area of the city that I loved. I was spending a lot of time there anyway, it was close to work, and I was looking at moving. An apartment came up in exactly the location and building I wanted. Everything seemed great, it ticked all the boxes, but when I went to view the apartment, something felt off. I couldn't put my finger on it. Everything was good, it had everything I wanted, but I didn't feel at peace about it. It didn't make sense. I wanted to take it, but something inside of me just didn't feel good and I just couldn't shake it off. I was offered the apartment in record time and even had family members advising me I should take it. Have you ever been there? Had a decision to make and on paper it looked good, but something inside of you just didn't feel right? My mother had always said, just follow your peace. And I did. I didn't take the apartment. 1 week later, that apartment flooded. And a week after that, I found a better apartment. Cheaper, on the same road, in the same location, and frankly, I felt like it was Christmas morning when I walked in to view it. We make so many decisions every day, and sometimes it can be easy to make them from a logical place, where your brain is saying, this makes sense. But God has given us a spirit of peace, which is literally there to protect us. As women, our intuition is one of the greatest gifts God has given us. And I know when I have ignored that intuition, there has been pain and consequences on the other side. And I usually find myself saying, I knew I shouldn't have done that. In Philippians 4:7, it says, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. I think of that apartment often now, especially when big decisions come up, because I will never forget that uneasiness I felt. God will give you clues in your body, in your spirit, that will guide you which direction you need to go. But you need to be sensitive and open to His nudging when it's taking place. When you allow God to lead on your decisions, not only will you save yourself from a flooding apartment, but you'll feel at ease with your life and feel the peace that He came to give us. If you need some support or God-sense advice on making a big decision, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.